All right, well, who doesn't love a payday? Am I right? Well, the thing is, life doesn't happen biweekly, so your payday shouldn't either. And with EarnIn, it doesn't have to. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period, so you don't have to wait until your next check comes through. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. This app would have been a game changer for me in college when I lived in an apartment and rent was due. I felt like I was always waiting for my next check to drop so I could pay my landlord, so this would have been really helpful for me. And EarnIn has over 3.5 million customers who also find it helpful, and countless reviews about how the app gives customers financial peace of mind, which is awesome. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in a couple things under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show out. Again, that's a couple things under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. We'll link it down below and let's get back to it.
Today's our 100th episode of Couple Things. We almost killed each other when this started because Andrew decided to launch a podcast 5 days after I gave birth to Drew. And I was like, what podcast? We don't have a podcast. What are you talking about? I'm on maternity leave.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, our podcast that we just started and the episode has to go live today.
I think we're live.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that either. I think we are live. Yeah.
Why does this happen every time?
Well, usually there's every like a go time. Live. There's like a go live button that you're supposed to press.
Hi guys.
Here we are.
Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through. I'm gonna
punch you.
My bad.
Jeez, my bro. Bad.
This is your
I wasn't picking my nose or something.
This is your birthday week, babe.
It is my birthday week.
Are you excited?
I am.
Are you going to tell everybody how old you are?
I'm turning 30.
Wow.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's really good. When you look as good as you do, babe, that's really good.
Thanks. I'm not going to lie. If you guys watch New Girl, I am like Jess with birthdays. I secretly really love them, but I also don't like to celebrate myself. So it's like this weird like mix of like, I really want something to be cool, but then I also am like, no.
I feel a lot of pressure now to make this.
I think 9 years into being together, I should probably tell you I really like birthdays.
You've never said this before, ever.
I do.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And well, you just started sweating.
I am super excited for this week, to be honest with you. There's a lot of fun things happening.
So many. Today's our 100th episode of Couple Things.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy.
It's been like 2.5 years.
It's crazy because if you think about where we started, I'm not even talking about like the quality of the content. I'm talking about we almost killed each other when this started because Andrew decided to launch a podcast 5 days after I gave birth to Drew.
It was such a good idea.
And he was like, babe, we have to film an episode of our podcast today. And I was like, what podcast? We don't have a podcast. What are you talking about? I'm on maternity leave.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, our podcast that we just started and the episode has to go live today.
That's kind of how the YouTube channel started as well.
It is.
Wait, Lindsay Jordan had a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to do a live chat here. Charity's here. Gigi Park is here. Everyone's saying happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Do you have something special planned?
My gosh. Here's the thing. You know what I was thinking about? Okay, so first of all, my brother got engaged this weekend.
Yes, he did.
Freaking pumped about that. But you and I always try to do surprises.
Always.
Which I was asking myself the question, has there ever been a proposal that wasn't a surprise? You know what I'm saying? Like they're always, proposals are the one thing that are always a surprise.
It's always hard because I feel like by the time proposals are coming, you've obviously talked about it, or I would hope so.
Yeah. Probably a good idea to have talked about it.
You should have.
Yeah.
So then I feel like the girl knows that it's coming.
But birthdays, we always try to make surprises. I don't know why we do this, but we always try to make a surprise and it never actually turns out well. So my surprise was ruined 2 days ago.
It was. But I felt bad.
It's okay.
I texted a friend and I was like, I have your Christmas gift. When I'm going to see you. And they were like, oh, we're going to see you. Aren't we having dinner on Wednesday? And I was like, oh.
Yep. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
We have Mary who has a birthday next week. She's turning 38. Who else? Oh, Jenny the Fam says, I'm so grateful you guys have all the platforms. Fam. We really do have all the platforms, dude. Snapchat actually is the
so
one
many
that
platforms.
We're kind of bumming on. But anyway, we wanted to talk about, yes, Sean's birthday, but also the fact that this is our 100th episode.
To start off, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being such awesome followers and listeners and having such great input and kind of working through all the kinks of this. I feel like this year is going to be really fun. We're already planning out all of our, what's the word? I just went blank.
Our episodes this year?
Our people, our guests. There we go.
Wow.
And our content. We have a new team that we love that's going to help us like script it out. So it's really good content for you guys.
We're in the new space to have better lighting and audio quality.
And we also want to say thank you to our partners and our sponsors that help sponsor this, because that's a whole process in itself. We only partner with people that we love and we love their products and we try them out for you guys. So truly know that if we ever promote it, we truly believe in it. That's a huge thing
you
that we do here.
You know what's big about this year?
What?
That's different than last year's.
What?
Is we're going on tour.
We are starting in like a week, which
that's
is kind of scary. I will say that was a huge conversation we had to have, is like, do we keep the tour and go see you guys and all these things?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're like, we're doing it.
We got to see faces. That's
we
like
are.
The
we're
best
doing
part.
It in the safest way possible.
Yeah.
Doing all the things, but we are really excited. We're going to 6 different cities. You guys can still get tickets. There are a few left. Go to couplethingspod.com. Scroll down, you'll see all the different cities. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be an awesome date night experience if you guys want to join us.
Yes. So we want to make this episode super interactive. If you have any questions, drop them in the chat. Keep them PG-13, please.
PG-13, though. I mean, we're not PG here, and we're definitely not R because we're not that type of show. But we are PG-13.
That's how you think we'd be rated? I think we'd be more on the PG side of things.
For sure, but I definitely would like to skew more 13. You're more like, meh, let's not talk about it.
You think I'm... Okay, go ahead.
I like... Okay, go let's ahead. Be honest here. Let's talk this out. I feel like I kind of grew up in this, in a community and world where it was like, you don't talk about anything.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right.
So you've swung far to the other end of the spectrum.
Not far, but I think like you should be open to talk about everything.
Yeah, but there's a right way and a wrong way.
For
anyway,
sure.
Kylie sent in a super chat. She said, thank you for the super chat, Kylie. Oriole says hi from North Dakota. Nidra wants to know how we're doing. I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
I'm doing good.
You seem like chill, right?
I am chill.
Your mood is like
chill.
Continually like chilling out as we're
You want
speaking.
Me to hype up?
I
can freaking get going
bit.
If you want. All right. Let me start this reflection of our show by going back and reviewing some of the episodes, starting with the first.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the trailer that we launched
was horrific.
Do you remember how pregnant you were?
How pregnant was I, Andrew?
No. like months pregnant that you were.
Really? Is
you
that what
like,
you meant there?
You were like 8 months pregnant. Did I phrase that wrong? Anyway,
no.
We had never used really microphone setup like that before.
Never.
So the whole behind the scenes that was wild. But our first episode was Drew's birth story, start to finish.
Yes.
Then we did arguments.
Why was it our first episode, babe?
Because it was
because
right
we
after.
Just had
it was
a
right
baby.
After. Then we did one on how we argue, mm-hmm. which I think caused a couple arguments.
It did.
In and of
it
itself.
It did.
Then we did our most embarrassing moments. That's a funny one.
That is a funny one. That might be one of my favorites.
It was really good. Yeah, we should.
Us almost drowning while skinny dipping. I think that was in there.
Oh, mom, I hope you're not listening. We then did one on long distance relationships because mm-hmm. we did that for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
And then we started doing interviews. So by the way, as I start going through these names of couples that we've interviewed, as you're listening, drop in the chat or let us know who you'd want us to re-interview.
Yes.
Because we've never re-interviewed someone. I already have ideas for who I want to have back on the show, but we did Raylan and Josh.
Should definitely have them back on because they've had a baby now.
Yeah. We did Carly and Evan. We did Caitlin and Jason. We should have them back on.
Yeah, because they're now engaged, getting ready to be married.
We did an episode on our exes. That was a solo.
We should have our exes on the show.
You're kidding. I never had a bad breakup, but I don't know if they would be super.
What do you guys think
that.
About that? exes on the show.
I just, have you had any bad, like?
I have.
You think they would come on the show and just roast you?
I don't know if they would roast me. Oh, like, we have to interview Jordan and JoJo, obviously.
Yeah, we're trying to, Jordan Rogers.
Guys, come on.
Did you see their name on there or what?
Yeah, people are saying.
We did an episode on love languages where we went through and took our own tests.
Yes.
We did our monthly checkups episode and why we do that.
We need to have Mallory and Kyle back on because she just launched a book.
Did she launch it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's like out.
Okay, great. Yeah. Oh, and then the pandemic hit. We did one on cabin fever is what we called it.
Cabin fever.
Yeah, we interviewed Mallory and Kyle. Sadie Robinson and Christian Huff, I want to have back on. I want to do them in person.
Lauren and Chris, we need to have back on because they've now had a baby.
Chris Lane.
Yes.
Ellie and Jared Meacham.
People are saying no exes on the show. Laugh out loud.
I think that's probably good.
Okay.
I think that's okay. Brooklyn Decker.
You know
Decker?
What would be fun though? The idea of like me interviewing Andrew's ex. So then you don't have to like confront them.
I think that would be interesting. I just don't see
it. Want to have this happen.
I think it would be interesting. I just don't see it. Like if you reach out to an ex, hey, can I interview you?
Can my husband interview you?
I think I treated all my exes okay.
Would you?
Now I'm all pensive about this. I freaking hope. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to make this happen. Eric and Jesse. We have to have Eric and Jesse. Rachel and Harold.
We haven't had Eric and Jesse on?
No.
What are we doing?
I know.
We got to have John Christ on.
Sean
and find
and
him
Catherine.
Sean what? Lowe?
What's How are blowing we not on?
Jeez. Guys. First of all, thank you.
Wait. Have we not had Nastia on?
No. Should we set her? Should we do a like a live?
No, yes. No,
that would never.
Yes.
It would.
We'll be like Nas, be come on the show, and then she'll like pop up to Zoom, and there'll be a random guy there.
Wow, that would be wild. We had Brooklyn Decker and Andy Roddick. We should have back on Luke Combs. That was unbelievable.
That was incredible.
Tom and Lisa Bilyeu. That was an episode definitely worth listening favorites. To.
Yes.
Lauren and Ari Lyandike, Chuck and Cassie. Tim and Demi Tebow, I want to have back on.
Yes.
And do it live. I think we're going to his charity event in a couple weeks. We did. Are you looking at the episodes too?
No, I was going to ask you a question.
Hit me.
What's been your favorite? I know we're not like picking favorite people, but just like your favorite experience so far.
So it's so wild to look back on these and each and every one of these conversations. I'm so glad that we had, and I'm so glad that we had them recorded. Like we've made friendships from this show.
We have. So a lot of friends.
You know, not to get sappy, but like
Jana and Ian, you're coming on. I'm doing it right now.
I did text Ian about this the other day.
You did?
Yeah, but we got to talk to Jana. Just see.
I'll text her.
Okay. So my favorite one, my gosh.
I think for me, one of my favorite ones was, I've said this multiple times, was when we had the Shrink Chicks and the Gottman Institute.
Yeah.
We tried to find like new territory last year of like different things we can talk about, different kind of categories. So we reached out to a lot of like marriage counselors and therapists and thought it would be a good idea to like get their input. And so we actually did a live therapy session. It was really fun. I think it gave us a really good like insight into why we are doing the show we're doing and talking about it. I think this year we want to interview more single people talking about like what relationships look like and what they're looking for. And kind of get into like some fun things. Patrick Mahomes and Britney. Yeah, duh.
Wow, that'd be great.
Oh, you guys have asked for an Olympic.
Diana is dropping dimes in here,
by
the way.
You guys have asked for an Olympic couple. We have a really awesome Olympic couple coming up in a couple weeks. I am so excited to interview them.
You've alluded to this multiple times and I do not know
Babe,
who.
They're on the calendar.
I don't know who it is, but I'm freaking excited myself now.
I'm just going to tell you, Hunter and Tara.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm fangirling.
That'll be fun.
I also thought it would be fun to try to get Serena and Venus as like, not like they're obviously not a couple, but as a duo.
Yeah. By the way, if you haven't seen King Richard, you should check it out.
But I think it would be fun to talk about their relationship as it affects their life.
Yeah.
So like relate more different relationships.
I think that's good. I feel like we could learn a lot from that. One of my favorites, remember Lord DIY and Jeremy Lewis?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was hysterical.
I mean, we had Justin Baldoni on here, who's a legend. Bodie and Morgan. We've learned a lot, man.
We have.
So let's see.
Matt and Abby is one that Diana has asked for. You guys, we interviewed them. Go back and check it out. That was an awesome one, too.
Yeah. All right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And And lately we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' yes. favorite. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. It allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE. Let me ask you this, babe. Who's a guest that you're dying to interview?
Hunter and Tara.
That's the one.
I'm so excited.
I thought you were going to say Dax and Kristen.
I do really want to interview Dax and Kristen Shepherd. I also...
Why?
Desperately want to interview Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Really?
Yeah. Because
we got to set our goals high. And you know what? I'm for it. Let's do it.
Here's the reason why. They're both couples that are idolized. And one, I want to know how that affects them and their marriages and how they protect that. Because if you're an idolized couple, that usually puts a lot of stress on your relationship. And I think they both look super fun. So I secretly want to be really good friends with them.
Let's see...
Oh, we got to get Shaun White and Nina.
I didn't know they were dating.
Shaun White qualified to China yesterday, guys. I didn't even know he was back, and I'm freaking out about it.
Yeah, that's pretty big time.
He's going to China for like the 12th Olympics, and he's the best.
Michaela Skinner and her husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you're zoning out on me a little bit.
Comments, dude. Chill. Okay. Which of the topics that we've covered has taken you most outside your comfort zone?
Intimacy. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
We spend a lot of time trying to orchestrate that message in a helpful way.
Yeah.
And not just like sex. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel about it?
I feel like a lot of people talk about it like that. Like there's nuance
it's just
to it.
Raunchy and
freaking ugh. Intimacy is so much more than that. That's how I
will
feel.
Say the intimacy side of it. We talk about intimacy a lot in our relationship. And so that's something that we tried to like protect for ourselves. So yeah, learning how to trying to figure out the right approach for that to represent how it is we believe in intimacy was yeah, hard. David and Victoria Beckham, Drew Brees and his wife. Absolutely.
What guests were funnier than expected?
Almost all of them.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I the coolest part was every single person that came on had such a known persona, and we got to know such different sides of them.
Here's what I love about our show, not to toot our own horn, but usually, like in our relationship, you're way more cool and well known than I am, right? And usually in a relationship, that has a well-known person, the other person kind of gets overshadowed. Yeah. And you very rarely see that person and how they interact with their significant other. So our show, almost the only place where you see these people with their spouse interacting.
Yeah.
And I freaking love it. It's so cool.
And it's cool because whoever that person is, like I said, they're known to have like a, you picture them in a certain light. Like when you think of Luke Combs, like you have a distinct image of a country music artist on stage singing, but then seeing him sit next to his wife and like interact and see his smile and his like personality and how he answers questions, there's something so disarming about being with your person. It's almost like you get to see the real them, and it's really fun for us.
Yeah, it's fun. Oh, Grimes and what?
You are.
I'm not, babe. I'm not zoned out.
I look over and you're like this.
How about you ask me a question, babe?
I have been, baby.
Jeez. Hit me.
I have been.
Okay.
Okay. We have behind the scenes questions that you guys have submitted that you really want to know about how we shoot our show. So, babe, who watches the kids when we record? This really sparks a memory.
Honestly, anybody that we could find. Sometimes, like, we were supposed to interview Tim Tebow.
That's the exact thought.
5 minutes before the show, whatever, someone bailed.
Yeah.
And Drew's losing her mind. And I was like, Sean, this is the episode I've been most excited. Like, Tim Tebow, I idolized.
So Andrew was like, I'm not going to miss this. We can do it with the kid.
And it, we didn't.
We didn't. We had to cancel. We didn't. Literally 2 minutes before the episode.
Yeah. So there's that.
How do we feel before every episode? Do we get nervous?
Well, there is a responsibility in our business where it's like people want advice from us. And I don't fully feel comfortable giving this advice, right?
Because
we've only been married for 6 years and have so much to learn ourselves. So like we try to prepare these episodes. Like right now we're looking on a 6-page document of what we've prepared for this episode.
Yeah.
And we do that for every episode. And trying to have structure to it and communicate things clearly is a pressure. And then also trying to, steward the responsibility of people. I don't know, you know, they want to listen to this. So how do you do it right? So there's a little bit like anxiety associated with that, right? A very little bit.
I think we get a little nervous too doing solo episodes because when we're hashing out our life on a podcast, that can sometimes bring up like
dig up bones. You're digging up bones.
Let me just cause another argument, but it's been great. It's helped us grow a lot. What's something people might not know about the process? Oh, I've got something for you. We are a 1-man show. So 2-man show. We've definitely got people to like help with the back end. But as far as like filming it, we do all of the production. We like change cameras on our computer.
That's what I'm doing right now. Literally,
we're literally like texting each other as we're like recording and we're like, okay, it's your turn to ask a question.
Don't forget to say this or that. Yeah. By the way, okay, we have 74 likes on this video right now as we're doing the live stream. Let's try to get it. Can everybody on YouTube hit the thumbs up button?
I want to get 500.
Okay. Well, we have 400 people watching.
Okay. Live. Everybody press like right now.
We should at least be able to get to 200.
Please.
Just hit the thumbs up. Wait, where are you? Where in the questions?
I'm on the questions behind the scenes, bro.
Ask another one because I don't know where it is.
Wow.
Sorry.
Do we listen to our podcast back after we record them? Do we like listening to our own voice or is it weird? I hate listening to my voice.
You do. You've always hated that.
I'm like,
anytime
cringing.
Like I'm editing YouTube videos, I have to have headphones in because Sean cannot stand listening to herself.
Yeah. Do you like listening to yourself, Andrew?
Well, I kind of view it as necessary. Someone has to review it and make sure that it's edited well. So no, I don't like it, but it's a necessary evil. Oh, we got to 204. There you go. Just like that. Thank
everybody
you.
Everybody press the like button now. Let's get to 500.
Thank you all.
Get to 500 and I'll tell you an embarrassing story about Andrew.
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah.
I'm nervous now. I'm really nervous.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order, and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
Oh, speaking of, let's just interrupt this episode and let's call a random person. So you name someone I'm going to call. I'm going to call them. If they pick up, I'm just going to say hi and hang up. Give me a name.
Jordan Rogers.
Okay, here we go. Jordan Rogers, going to call you. Let's see if he picks up. Here we go. I hope his number is not on screen.
That'd be a bummer.
I'm FaceTiming him, actually. My face is really close to my camera. He's not gonna pick up the chooch. Jordan. Jordan, can you hear me? No dice. Okay, well, that's awkward now.
It's awkward. Yeah. What was your favorite episode? I answered. What was yours?
Luke Combs. They told their engagement story for the first time. That was huge.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really special. And he's like one of my favorite country artists, so it's pretty big time.
Okay, try one more. I need you to FaceTime Nastia and then hang up on her.
You want me to?
Yeah. She gets annoyed at this. We do this to her a lot.
We've done this to her multiple times. She's not going to pick up if I call her. Is your phone dead?
It is.
Okay.
Ask what questions you guys have. Ask some questions and we'll... Do you have a question for Nastia, actually?
No one's going to pick up my phone call. Dang it. Amy says we can call her.
Hi.
Hi. Everybody on our podcast wanted us to call you.
They wanted inspiration. Just give a real quick inspirational speech real quick, Nas. No pressure.
Whoa, really throwing me on the spot here.
And everybody wants to know if you're dating someone.
Oh, jeez.
And if you're not, if you're not, they want us to do.
There's two different answers to that question, if so.
Oh, well, we're 100%, like we're actually live.
Yeah.
Actually,
you guys suck.
I do like your hat though, Celine. Yeah. A big Celine fan.
And Nas, people want us to do a blind date with you live.
What?
Would you be okay with that? Could we do that?
I can't tell if you guys are kidding and if you're actually live.
People are saying, "Hey Nas, when is she coming to see you again? What tattoo would Nastia get if she would get one?"
Are you going
to
see Celine Dion?
No, it's the brand Celine, Andrew.
That's a brand?
Oh my gosh.
I love you.
Are you serious? What are the odds? What are the odds that there's a brand spelling? Anyway.
You're the best. We love you.
Your hair looks dope. I'm about to call you in a little bit, okay?
Oh my gosh. All
right, bye.
I was live.
Bye.
You were live.
All right, there's that. Did you just snort a little bit?
I did.
She's going to be mad at me for that now.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway.
She didn't give out any information, but she might be dating someone, which is really exciting.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Let's take a quick break on that note.
Okay.
And hear from the sponsors. So today's episode, actually, I have the sweatshirt right here. I took it off and I should. It's freezing cold in here. But
Cuts.
Cuts clothing right
here.
It's
cool.
That's what it is.
It's cool. Ladies, if you haven't bought Cuts for your men, do it now because it is so awesome.
So these shirts, they have shirts that I love that have like the really fancy hem that look good in any situation.
Yes.
They have sweatshirts that I love.
Yes.
They're buttery soft.
They are so soft and they're so attractive. It's like literally how they cut them, pun intended, like the shape of them, the length, everything is truly made for every like experience during the day. Andrew wears them to work out. He can wear it under a suit. He can wear it out to dinner. He can wear it for lunch. It's really, really nice stuff.
They're big time. They're made from a tri-blend of high-quality cotton, polyester, and spandex. And it's definitely... I just cleaned out my closet. I kept all my Cuts clothing. So no matter the occasion, you will not have to waste time wondering what to wear because Cuts has you covered.
It is work leisure apparel for the sport of business. I love how they... put every type of lifestyle in one saying, which is perfect. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/eastfam.
That's cutsclothing.com/eastfam to get 15% off. Plus, can't miss daily deals. We'll also link that. And today's episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp.
Love this.
Obviously, the last few years have been wild.
Yes.
And mental health has been a topic of conversation on so many different fronts. And we've used BetterHelp for a number of different things. And it's been so helpful.
It has been awesome. It is licensed professional therapist that you can get virtually. One of Andrew and I's goals in the new year was actually to see a therapist more often as a couple and as singles or solos.
Yeah.
Solos.
Individuals.
And you can actually, with BetterHelp, you can start communicating in under 48 hours with your matched therapist. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you don't have to sit in a waiting room like you do with traditional therapy.
We've actually done this. We did it like a couple times last year and loved it. We were matched with really great therapists that had great insight. It's truly like a comfortable setting.
Yeah, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they have financial aid available.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
So visit betterhelp.com/EastFam. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That makes me really, really happy.
Our listeners can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/EastFam. That's betterhelp.com/EastFam. We'll also link that down below. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it. And lastly, today's episode is brought to you by Rasa.
These past few weeks have been rough in our household with sick parents and sick kids. I am so done with all of these colds.
I agree with you. I'm ready to be done with it and maybe wear a hazmat suit as well.
I think that is going to be a no.
But if we can't do that, then we can take a better approach and use Rasa. Mm-hmm. So Rasa energizes you from herbs and uses 15 different adaptogens and 6 mushrooms mm-hmm. across their different blends. They offer elderberry, and different blends like Boost to help you feel your best. So they have clinically formulated formulas from herbalists that support sustained nourish energy. They decrease stress. They can balance your mood and help your nervous system health.
I'm back. Sorry. They even have an online quiz so you can easily find the perfect blend just for you. Right now, we have an awesome deal to get you started. 20% off your first purchase. Just go to wearerasa.com and use our special promo code EastFam20.
That's promo code EastFam20 for 20% off at wearerasa.com. That's RASA. We'll also link it down below. So there you go. Let's see. Sean's birthday, Diana, as Sean coughs, is on Wednesday. So we're going to be doing... I'm really excited for this week's YouTube video. You know nothing about it, but I hope you watch it. So,
a YouTube video?
Yep. There goes a surprise.
Great. You aren't great with surprises, but...
You're not great with... This has literally been our past 6 weeks.
It's been
weeks.
Rough. If I get even a cold, I have asthma, and it just like skyrockets. So I have to take an inhaler and steroids and everything, and my cough is just terrible.
Yeah. All right. So, babe, outside of our podcast, what are podcasts that you like to listen to? Also, since we all kind of have similar interests here, I feel like, drop in some of your favorite podcasts that we can listen to. I'm curious.
I love Freakonomics. That's kind of like the only one I've really listened to a ton. I also like the like murder mystery whodunit ones.
You do? I can't do with murder mystery. Like, I feel like Netflix is just chock full of all these murder things and it stresses me out. We have a couple questions here. Taylor Malnariak, I always mispronounce that. We've known her and her family for years. And also, who else asked this? Katie wants to know if we have merch coming out. So we are debuting merch on tour. And depending on the feedback we get from that, what tweaks we need to be made, we might be doing merch on a broader scale, which I'm excited about. Because we did merch years ago. Didn't feel like we really had it dialed in, but we learned a lot. And are trying to make something that's meaningful to this community and special. So there's a teaser for that.
What other questions do you guys have?
You didn't ask me what my favorite podcast was.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Freakonomics. I like Colin and Samir. It's all about YouTubers.
Yes.
I like Creator Economics by my buddy Reed. I subscribe to like 15 different shows. So it's my favorite thing is listening to podcasts.
Marcy Finn says, I agree. This time of the year is asthmatic bronchitis. Yeah. Thank you for finally for someone understanding.
Did you just get diagnosed live?
No, it's just what I've always had, which is terrible in today's world. Because if you go anywhere and you cough, they basically kick you out of some place.
Okay, babe, we're going to play a game here. And you listening, okay, play along. We're going to do, is it real or is it fake? Lyrics edition.
Okay.
I'm going to
read. You guys help me.
I'm going to read two lines and you tell me which one, which lyric line you think is real.
Okay.
Don't cheat.
Okay.
Do not pull this up. Okay, first one. What about elephants? Have we lost their trust?
Michael Jackson. That was the only one I read in the brief. I'm sorry.
Let me try again. We used to love mirrors, but even mirrors change. Or beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns. Which one's real?
Beat so big.
Can you name the?
No.
It's from Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
Wow.
Are you looking at these?
No, I'm reading.
Okay, here we go. Our love has run a marathon, maybe even two, but I would do it all again for you. Or if the light is off, then it isn't on.
If the light is off, then it isn't on.
That's the what?
The real one?
Have you read through these?
No, I haven't.
That's Hilary Duff's lyric from So Yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Don't look.
I'm not.
Here we go.
Why are you covering up your face?
My stove deserves a shout out. I'm like, what up, stove? Or we used to love movies, but now the movies just love you.
The movies just love you.
No. But my stove deserves a shout out. It's from 2 Chainz song. It's ridiculous. Okay, here's one. Many college students have gone to college. Okay.
Okay.
Versus even the airport feels more like home than your arms.
The airport.
Is a real one?
Yeah.
No. Many college students have gone to college is from Frank Ocean's song, Be Ridiculous. Yourself. This is awesome.
Ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. Green was the color of the grass.
Yeah.
Or nachos with cheese still bring me to your knees.
Nachos with cheese.
That's the real one?
Yeah.
No, green was the color of the grass is from Taylor Swift's Invisible String. You were on a heater to begin with.
I was.
And now you're really struggling. I thought nachos.
Why are you covering up your own eyes?
I don't want
eyes.
You to look at my eyes to see where I'm looking. I thought nachos was Italian food, or are dogs even dogs if they ain't got no spots?
The dogs.
No.
I'm not going to lie. Nachos, I don't recognize any of these.
I know. This is so interesting. You want one more?
Sure.
See if you can end on a win. You came over last night, and the only thing I said was hi, or, and I know you love Shrek because we've watched it 12 times.
Shrek.
That was just a guess. We're just randomly guessing because you were 100%. Right. That was from Ed Sheeran's line.
Really?
And I know you love Shrek because we've watched it 12 times.
I don't think he sounds like that. Okay, let's do 5 questions. Rapid fire. How do we stay motivated to work out?
Thank you for the question, Diana. This is weird. I've recently been thinking about self-imposed suffering and the benefits of like making yourself do hard things, whether it's a cold shower or working out. And so I'm like, I got to work out today because I don't want to. Because I don't want to. That's why I have to work out. So it's a real like mindset, but that's why I do it. Because it's like freaking got to do it.
Not for like the benefits of health or.
No. Nope.
Interesting. Do you have any tips for absolute beginners working out? Yes, I do. So when you pull up like a workout video or you see workout influencers on social media, they're using squat racks and they're doing CrossFit craziness and they're running a marathon. None of that is realistic for a beginner. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Just get outside and go for a 10-minute walk. That's it. And then tomorrow, do a 10-minute walk and throw your ball or kick the ball around with your kid. Just do something active until being active feels good and then take it a step farther.
Mm. Allison is getting out of the army here shortly. And is asking for suggestions on starting a career over. Wow, that's interesting. Sean actually did a whole series on this with Yahoo about people who are like entering retirement or changing careers. And it is such a difficult phase of life because you're stepping out of something that you've known for years and into something new. And you feel like you got to start over. I know for sure you don't thrive with that. You don't like doing anything unless you can be the best in the world in it.
Correct.
But
makes you sound terrible.
Well, no, it doesn't. You just, that's your comfort zone is like, you only want to do things that you're good at. But I feel like the best part about starting something new is oftentimes you are thrown into a new community of people. There's so many things to be curious about, which I think is a really fun part of life, is being curious. And so getting to know new people who you can learn from and asking new questions, I view as a really fun journey, but not everybody does. So, but that would be my advice, is to get to know as many people as possible and ask as many questions.
I would also say try everything. Transitions are so hard. Transitions are hard no matter what you're doing. And know that it's a phase, and just try everything. Spark passion again, which is what you need.
Passion. Mm-hmm. Dang. Kayleen wants to know if we ever go back to Iowa. By the way, in our YouTube video where we were dressed as Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, which was a blast, by the way, we did spell Des Moines wrong. Not us. It was not us.
What does it say?
It was not us, but still, it's not a good look, because that's where you're from. So,
I mean, that was not me, guys. That was not me.
I don't know how they spelled it, but we got a lot of comments. And we've also spelled Pittsburgh wrong
multiple times. I didn't know there was an H at the end, guys. I didn't know there was an H. Are we coming back to Iowa, or do we visit Iowa often? We actually haven't in a while, just because my parents moved here. But we are coming back this year. We have a really close friend getting married. And Mr. Chow is finally going to meet Drew and Jet, which I'm so excited about, which is my coach, if you guys didn't know.
Taylor's correct me on how I pronounce her last name. It's Malneric. So apologies. Thoughts on the Super Bowl? Peggy wants to know. You heard it here first. Green Bay Packers.
Really?
Who do you think, babe?
I couldn't even tell you where we're at.
We're in the playoffs, actually.
Does that mean all the teams are in?
No. I'm so glad that you learned. Titans, Packers, Bucks, Bengals. I can't name.
Don't tell me the Patriots are in.
No, the Patriots lost. Patriots lost. Yeah.
I would say Titans versus the Packers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What winter sport are you excited to watch for the Olympics?
Shaun White's going to be back?
Yeah.
Dude, what? How many Olympics has that guy been in?
The most. He's awesome.
That one. And speed skating, I love.
Yeah. We have to get Apollo on here.
Yeah, we should.
Gosh.
All right. We're going to have to listen to this episode back and get all the names of the people we need to have on. Is there one more question?
Yes. What have we learned about our relationship from this podcast? I've got an answer.
Okay.
I would say something that I had like an inkling about, which is why we started this, is the world tries to present this idea that relationships can only be done one way, and if they're not done that way, then they're destined to be done for. And I was a firm believer from the beginning, I thought that all relationships are different and special and unique, and if you make it work the way you make it work, then you can make it work forever. And I think it's been really cool to learn that our relationship is special, and we do things different than everybody, and everybody does things different than everybody else. And that actually has made our relationship stronger.
Yeah. I think I've learned that there will always be something new that I can do for you and learn about you. And that's what I'm thankful for the show for, is because it's made me ask questions that I might not otherwise have asked. So I'm thankful for that. But that's all we got. So we're actually gonna have to jump on another interview right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk to Janine Amapola. Mm-hmm. I always struggle with that last name. What? That's twice. Two last name faux pas.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you this week. Stay tuned for the YouTube video and wish my girl happy birthday. Happy birthday, babe.
Thanks, baby.
I love you. And thank you for an awesome 100 episodes of the show. Couldn't be more thankful to each and every one of you who tune in every week. And if you made it this far, subscribe to the show, give it a rating on whatever platform. That's all we got. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We are the East Fam. Out. All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners. and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up the podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.